Well met, and welcome to episode 55 of the Bill Shakespeare Project podcast for October 31st, 2010. For our blog and previous podcast episodes, check us out at thebillshakespeareproject.com. Greetings. This is Bill Walthall, and this week we're going to conclude our month-long discussion of The Merchant of Venice with a few final thoughts on the play, the discussion of a possible production concept or two, and with some casting suggestions. And then we'll finish up with our usual recap of this week's blog entries. So let's start off with those final thoughts. Man, this is a tough play. It's got no consistent tone, a minor character that is one of the greatest roles in Shakespeare, so it tends to get undeserved and unbalancing center stage attention, and a comic ending that doesn't seem earned by the long, brutal trial sequence that comes before it. So, what to make of it? Well, I'm not going to say that the play itself is anti-Semitic, and I'm certainly not going to argue that Shakespeare himself was anti-Semitic. But damn, the characters in the play surely are, and none of them are punished for it. So, can we safely assume that it was meant to be played before anti-Semitic audiences? I'm not sure, but if that's the case, maybe that explains its original categorization as a comedy. Now, not that this troubling play can be seen only as anti-Semitic. There's also some pretty racist sections in it as well, and save for Portia's taking over the trial, women are seen as either something to be stolen or given away. And once Portia's given away, her first speech is filled with subservience. Now, I don't hate this play like I did last month's King John, but it just isn't very, well, enjoyable, you know? And that lack of joy sends this pseudo-comedy down to the level of Love's Labour's Lost or The Two Gentlemen of Verona, at least for me. So what to do with this play on stage? I'm not sure. But as I ponder it, I can come up with two possible ways to play it. Now, these are not full-blown directorial production concepts, but rather just tonal takes. I could see the play being played straight, pretty much like everyone else, with varying degrees of sympathy toward the Jew Shylock, or a more wildly, manically comic way. Let's take them one at a time. The straight way I see presented in something akin to period dress, so as to show the historical concept for the treatment of Jews in the play. In such a production, in such a world, I see the characters as being profoundly unhappy with their states in life. The Jews are downtrodden, the Christians distrustful, the women without power, and the gays closeted to the point of self-loathing. Yes, I want to pursue, though subtly and not too pointedly, the latent homosexuality between Antonio and Bassanio. Now, casting will assist with this, as I would use Neil Patrick Harris from How I Met Your Mother as a young, almost dashingly cocky Antonio, and pretty boy Robert Pattinson from the Twilight movies as a sexually ambiguous Bassanio. Pushing this ambiguity further would be the casting of the sometimes harsh-looking Lake Bell as Portia. Now, Bell was Alec Baldwin's young wife in It's Complicated, and she has a certain lack of femininity that could be exploited in that trial scene. Now, for this production, I would want a physically imposing but not bullying Shylock. One almost silky smooth until the time comes to become frightening. And for that, I'd want to use Ricky Jay. Don't know who Ricky Jay is? Well, look him up on IMDb and you'll find an actor with a wide range of intense, though at sometimes sympathetic, performances. From Deadwood to Boogie Nights to many, many David Mamet films. Finally, I'd want Dave Chappelle as Lancelot. But I'd want him in his less comic mode, as he's seen in Dave Chappelle's Block Party, introspective and wry. None of this would be play overtly comically for laughs, save maybe for the suitor sequences. Now that's the reasonably normal way, but as I said earlier in the podcast, this is a tough play, one that I think might just benefit from a less than normal presentation. And so, I'm also thinking of something wilder, maybe closer to what an Elizabethan production might have felt like in tone, if not dress. What if we presented this as an out-and-out comedy, an over-the-top, politically incorrect to the point of cringe-inducing vaudeville, with the characters portrayed as ridiculously extreme stereotypes? I'd want to set this version in a kind of 1930s Marx Brothers alternate universe with wacky costumes accentuating the archetypes, forcing the audience to laugh at its own preconceptions and prejudices. Now, linking this version to the straight version would be the casting of Dave Chappelle as Lancelot. Though here, I would want him at his wildest and weirdest. Think of his blind black racist. Pushing the envelope even further would be the gay trifecta of Harvey Fierstein as Antonio, Nathan Lane as Bassanio, and Jane Lynch as Portia. Fierstein, if you don't recognize the name, well, you'd recognize the voice and delivery.
It was us, lesbians and gay males.
Nathan Lane from The Producers was once in Terrence McNally's The Lisbon Traviata, playing a wickedly flamboyant opera buff. And Lynch from Glee brings a wonderfully butch element to Portia. Hell, we might even make her and Nerissa lovers. I would want these three absolutely fabulous and played with a wink. Played with much less of a wink, but with more of a mustache twirling, or I guess that would be beard and braid twirling villainy, I would want the incredibly obnoxious Gilbert Gottfried as Shylock.
Billboards for Viagra!
Who else could be as relentlessly and repellently over the top as Gottfried? Leave no cliche unturned, I say. Now, I'm not sure if it would be funny to modern audiences. I'm not even sure it would work, but I am pretty sure that it would be fairly offensive. And hell, it might just be the right approach for such a wrong play. The Merchant of Venice hasn't been one of my favorites. In fact, I'd put it in the lower half of the plays we've read so far. And if it wasn't a problem play in the first of its kind we've read here, and we were still calling it a comedy, then it would be rated ahead of only Love's Labour's Lost and Two Gentlemen of Verona. And while I liked some of the DVDs, particularly the Nun and Miller productions, I'm still wondering what it would have been like presented during Shakespeare's time. Maybe this wild, offensive, politically incorrect version is the way to go to see that. Then again, maybe it's just the recipe for disaster. Now, if you've enjoyed this podcast, but you haven't been following along with our daily blog entries this week, you've missed out on subjects including, I think I know why Antonio is so sad. The only thing lower than a Jew in Venice is a woman. What to cut? Midpoint. Revenge. The Merchant of Venice. Numbers overall. And closing thoughts. So, if you would like more in-depth discussions or just want a daily fix, check out the blog entries at thebillshakespeareproject.com or become a fan of our Facebook page. But remember that the Facebook page is more for Shakespeare news than the daily discussions of our play of the month. Also, if you have any question or comment about this or any other Bill Shakespeare Project podcast or blog entry, you can always lob me an email at bill@thebillshakespeareproject.com. And of course, please join us again for our next podcast. We hope to see you then. You've been listening to the Bill Shakespeare Project podcast for October 31st, 2010. For our blog and previous podcast episodes, check us out at thebillshakespeareproject.com, and we shall see thee anon.